The Christian will experience divine guidance when he follows the Bible, prays for illumination, and uses the faculties of wisdom which God has given him. Romans 8:4 reads, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now that statement makes a blessed contribution to our understanding of what it means to have spiritual deliverance in Jesus Christ. Consider first the leading of God upon His children. The text teaches that sons will be led. Leadership by the Holy Spirit is not a means to receive salvation, but it is proof that one has been saved already. In other words, the Spirit does not lead one along a course which terminates in salvation, but salvation is the beginning from which leadership continues. There is the evident presence of faith in the text also. One cannot be led unless he is following, and no one will follow leading unless he has confidence in the guide. There is, therefore, a trustful intimacy which resides between the leader and the follower. It is in a spirit of faith that the Christian follows God. The verb led, in as many as are led by the Spirit of God, is a present passive in its grammatical form. The present tense suggests a continuing action. It suggests the meaning as many as are being led constantly, and it means a lifestyle. The children of God are unceasingly led by the Spirit of God. Again, the passive voice of the verb led suggests the Spirit of God is the initiator and the believer is the responder. One is not left to seek out the leading of God. He is but to yield to that blessed ministry of the Holy Spirit which is continually exercised. Notice the pronoun they in the text. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now that suggests that only those who are being led, not all persons, are sons of God. The sons of God can be identified as those who are being led by the Spirit of God. The others are not God's sons. But what is the meaning of that term, sons of God? Well, Paul used a Greek term which has the idea of a legal relationship. The Apostle John uses a Greek term which emphasizes kinship of nature. But Paul has in mind all the privileges which come to one who is a legal child of God. But what about divine guidance? The truth is that in our generation and time, the Bible is the only infallible guide. But even then, we must add that the Bible is the infallible guide as it is interpreted to the Christian by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in the world today, as promised by the Lord Jesus, to teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall receive of man and shall show it unto you. Sometimes God leads through providential leadings. But a person must be careful about following happenings, turning from what appears to be closed doors, or following special revelations, because Satan has as much access to those things as God has and will attempt to deceive you by them. The Christian will know guidance when he follows the Bible, prays for illumination, and uses the faculties of wisdom which God has given him. Well, let us turn attention from the element of guidance, as suggested in the text, to the element of sonship. I have remarked already that Paul's word for son emphasizes the element of legal right as a member of the family and an heir of the Father. Now consider these facts concerning divine sonship. First, there is an evident need for men and women to become sons of God. Now be sure you understand Bible teaching at this point. No one is a child of God by the accident of physical birth. That was the great mistake made by Nicodemus and multitudes of other people whom Jesus told, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." Now what is a person's condition before he was born again by the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God? Well, Jesus explained to those who rejected him and his teachings, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." One who is not a child of God is a child of the devil. And that is why there is such a need for every person to receive divine sonship. Second, what is the way to become a son of God? Jesus explained it to Nicodemus, you must be born again, meaning born from above, born by the Spirit. A person is born again when he recognizes his hopelessness and helplessness as a sinner. He understands that Jesus died for his sins and offers forgiveness. He turns from his sin by an act of his will and transfers all trust from every other person and thing to center it in Jesus alone. He yields to Jesus, assured that Jesus will do what is needed to take care of the sin problem and to set him in a right relationship with God. The Father forgives the guilt and removes the penalty for sin upon the basis of what Jesus did in dying for sinners and rising up from death. And the Holy Spirit of God moves within the human spirit of the repenting believer. Thus, the life of God in the person of God the Holy Spirit is lived in the physical body of the believer. The person is from henceforth a new creature, a new creation. He is a born again child of God. But third, when does a person become a child of God? The repenting and trusting sinner becomes a child of God with the legal relationship of son the moment his sins are forgiven and the Holy Spirit begins living in his human spirit. That privilege is not reserved to final judgment. It is present tense, right now. Hear this word from the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You see, the believer in Jesus Christ is a child of God right now. And then a fourth question, what is the proof of divine sonship? And the answer is divine leadership. That's what Romans 8:14 teaches. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, that agrees with the Bible teaching that the Holy Spirit is the seal, the mark, the brand, the identification that a person is truly saved. Would you take a moment for serious reflection? Is there indication that God is at work in you? Do you feel His promptings to holiness? Do you feel His revulsion at sin? Is there a desire to know Him, to serve Him, to be a blessing to people in His name? Well, such promptings are ways the Holy Spirit of God leads the sons of God, and they're evidence of salvation. If you're not a child of God, you can become one through repentance from sin and personal faith in Jesus Christ. So do not delay, for today is the day of salvation. Father, give your dear children the spiritual discernment by which we may know and follow the leading of your Spirit. We recognize it as a great privilege to be a child of God and to be led by the Spirit of God. We want to follow faithfully. So grant that we may have the experience that we are led in your way and kept in your will for Jesus' sake. Amen.